Yeah, go ahead and eat it. Here's the good news. Just because you're aging, that doesn't mean you need to eat less because your body is aging. You want to eat some of that apple pie. You want to eat some of those collard greens. You want to eat some of that ground turkey in the form of a meatloaf. Go ahead and eat it, eat it, eat it. Yeah, and enjoy it. Don't be feeling guilty. Enjoy it. You don't need to cut back in order to avoid constipation. No, here's the key. You want to exercise and especially work those abs. Your doctor says, yes, it is safe for you to work abs, and you can find out a good way for you to do that. Work those abs because it will help the intestines do the contracting that will help move that waste out of your body. Another thing you want to do is, again, rather than eat less, just eat well. There you go. Eat well and drink enough fluids, because all of these help keep running things smoothly. That's right. They help the movement be natural and constant. That's right. I don't mean constant like diarrhea. I mean constant like, hey, when it's time, it's time. Now, that said, how does it work best for you? I know we're going into a little bit of detail here, but we're talking about the digestive system, not shaft, but the digestive system. Does it work better when you find that you eat a meal and it helps to move out whatever meal you ate last before that one? So, for example, a lot of the experts will say, well, look, if you're eating right, when you eat lunch, your body should get rid of the breakfast you had earlier that day. When you eat dinner, your body should be moving out the lunch you had earlier that day. Or how many of you notice, well, hey, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but I've noticed that often, almost an hour or so, 2 hours after I eat breakfast, my body's ready to move it on out. Cool, that works too, right? Yeah, so you don't need to eat less just because your body is aging and you want to avoid constipation, because if you don't eat enough, that may help contribute to constipation. Yes, eat well, exercise well, drink enough fluids well. Yeah, all of that. Okay, now how about this? Myth or reality? Fiber is no help whatsoever when it comes to dealing with diarrhea. Fiber. You have diarrhea, and I know some of you thinking, come on now, that's a no-brainer. You got diarrhea, and so you're losing a lot of stuff whether you want to or not. Why would you need fiber? I dig where you're coming from. But this is what they say. At first, it doesn't make sense that fiber, which is so well known for improving constipation, helping us get rid of constipation so that we can move stuff out, could also aid with the flip side, diarrhea. But they say it's true. The nutrient in fiber helps keep the stool from being too hard or too loose. And it works by either pulling more water from the colon to loosen stools, which helps when people are constipated, or by absorbing some of the fluid in the intestine to firm the solid stools up, which is what needs to happen when a person has diarrhea. So they're saying fiber can indeed help with diarrhea. So the whole notion of fiber not helping with diarrhea, they say that is a myth. How about this one? Cancer. Myth or reality? You would know if you had cancer. You would know if you had cancer. Is that myth or reality? And I hear you. Some of you are saying it really depends on what kind of cancer you have. Check this out. Colon cancer often has no symptoms until its later stages, which makes early detection so important. In general, most people at average risk should start getting tested at age 50. Routine colorectal checks should include fecal tests each year. Fecal tests each year. Now, you know what I want to ask you. How many of our doctors are doing that kind of check? Our annual checkup includes a fecal test, a flexible sigmoidoscopy, every 5 years, a CT scan of the colon every 5 years, or a colonoscopy every 10 years. Talk to your doctor about which one is right for you. These are options. Routine colorectal checks. They can include fecal tests each year, where they'll actually have you get a small sample of your stool, cap it in a plastic container, get it to them so they can get it to the lab, and the lab technicians will test it, see if there's any evidence of cancer. Or they can perform a flexible sigmoidoscopy every 5 years. They can perform, as another option, a CT scan of the colon every 5 years, or they can perform a colonoscopy every 10 years. Do talk to your doctor. Don't be getting caught up in the whole notion of inconvenience, embarrassment, things like that. No, no, no. We're talking about your health. And you think about it, if this is something that is going wrong, you know, there's something going wrong with the body, and it's only going to get worse over time, eventually you're probably going to end up having more privacy invading tests run at that juncture anyway than you would have had run if you just went on in and got tested and caught everything early, if there's ever anything to catch. So play it safe. All right. Myth or reality? Colonoscopies are terrible. How many of you have had at least one colonoscopy in your life? What would you say? Is the colonoscopy terrible? Would you say, not that bad? Well, a lot of the experts are saying that the colonoscopy isn't as dreadful as a lot of people might think. The procedure, the colonoscopy itself now, is the procedure that the doctor and the doctor's associates, assistants, are actually performing while you are under. You're out like a light. So the procedure which doctors use to diagnose and treat problems in the colon and rectum typically only lasts about 30 to 60 minutes. And you get medicine that puts you to sleep while that's happening. You are not aware of any of that. Barring the unusual, you're not aware of what's going on. They put you to sleep. You're asleep before you know it, and it's over before you know it. Here's the thing. The prepping for the test can be a little, let's say, uncomfortable for some people. A lot of times, you know, you have to, one of the things that has to be done is you've got to empty your colon. They don't want anything in your colon. They need to be able to see the colon and any foreign matter that should not be there. And so they want all waste from food products, etc., out. Get it cleaned out. They want that colon emptied. And to do that, they usually use some kind of, they put you on some kind of liquid diet and a laxative drink roughly a day or so before the actual procedure is performed. And I tell you what, if you haven't had the colonoscopy performed yet, I guess I should say, if you haven't had the prep work done for your colonoscopy done, that can be a little challenging, you know, because sometimes what some doctors will want you to do, of course, forego food for a certain number of hours, but also drink for a certain number of hours. And I mean drink. Now, some of the special liquid that they use, the laxative drink that they use to help get everything cleaned out, a lot of people really don't like. But they have, I know a lot of them have various flavors that you can choose from. And I'll tell you, a lot of people hate them. But, you know, once you get yourself psychologically pepped up, some of those flavors really taste okay.